Hola, hola, meses de embarazes. This is the Mess to Badass podcast, a safe space where we will talk about turning your struggles into superpowers and the journey from being a mess and becoming a badass. This podcast is all about being imperfect, messy, human, and just being you. I am Pam, a creative consultant and founder of Embrace the Mess. Just a heads up, this podcast is unedited, bilingual, and there will be some cursing. So get ready to go from mess to badass. Episode, I am talking to a woman that I have been absolutely obsessed with for the past 2 years. I met on TikTok, and obviously I had to befriend her because of her business name. So she has become my coach, my mentor, my friend, my messy bestie. So here is Danielle Lawrence, the founder of Her Messy Bun. Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am beyond excited about this conversation.
Me too. Thanks for the really cute introduction.
Oh my God. You know, I love you. I'm obsessed with you. If you lived in Connecticut, I probably would be in your house every single day.
Oh my gosh. So.
So, yes. So tell us, first of all, like, who you are, what you do, where we can find you, all that fun stuff.
All right. Well, my name is Danielle, and I am the creative behind Her Messy Bun. It originated as a podcast to help other female entrepreneurs learn how to manage being self-employed, as well as learn how to become self-employed. And then I was doing that while running two different businesses. So I was sharing my world with you guys. And then it kind of like kicked off, and I decided to sell both businesses and stick to Her Messy Bun. And it is now a podcast and consulting firm. And I help women get out of burnout, as well as create systems and strategies that honestly can help you grow your business and grow your mindset, so that way you actually like what you do and make money while doing it. So that's who I am. You can find me at Her Messy Bun on Instagram, at TikTok, Pinterest, even YouTube now that they have handles. But yeah, all of the above.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, you know that I am super obsessed. And you also know what this podcast is all about, since you and I created it together pretty much. First of all, thank you for that. but we're going to talk about the shitty stuff about the entrepreneurial journey. So let's talk about the messy part of your business, like how it started and, like how we got messy, and then we'll like move into like the badass part, because I know that you're a baddie. So tell us the story.
So my story starts like this. I literally went to college to be a sign language interpreter because I was always really good at art. So I didn't think I needed to actually take art classes or get a degree in it. Cause I always knew I could just like do it on the side for fun. So I went for sign language interpreting, which not a lot of people know about me. But then as I went into you have to take a test to find out if you even get into the program. So like you take all these prereqs, and then you have to take a test, including a hearing test. So I passed my bilingual test, but I did not pass the hearing test. And it turns out I'm actually hard of hearing. So you can't really be an interpreter when you can't hear, which was a hard thing to get over. So I decided to find
Oh no, you froze. Okay, now we're back. Sorry about that.
That's okay. No worries. So I decided to hone in on my like favorite part of being a creative person. And I always wanted to own a magazine where I helped other creatives and young people grow. And then went to school for graphic design because of that, and marketing, and then got into the corporate world with that, and hated, like absolutely fucking hated the corporate world, because I would have an amazing idea, and then it would get turned down in the boardrooms, and a Ken would mention it like 3 months later, and as if it was his own idea, and I would sit there and be like, that was my idea. Like, what's going on? And then he would get credit for it. He would get promoted for it. He would get the bonuses for it. And I was just really fucking tired of men taking my ideas and then like not being heard. So I turned to my now husband at the time and was like, I need to be out. I need to do this on my own. I know I'm better than this. I know I deserve more. This is just like shit. This makes me feel like crap. I'm burning out trying to like give these people amazing, you know, turnaround, amazing brand ideas, amazing marketing ideas. And it's just not fair that this is happening to me and I deserve better. So I came up with a game plan to quit. And it was on a Friday morning, and I'll never forget it. Literally, I got called into the HR office and was like, everybody always did. Like, it wasn't like out of the blue, but I was like, ooh, perfect. I'm going to grab my 2 weeks notice letter that I've had printed out and ready for like months. And I'm going to put it in my pocket and I'm going to go and walk in and give it to them after whatever they need to tell me about, like whatever, you know, project I need to know about. Or new hire I needed to know about. And I'm sitting there and I'm realizing that they're letting me go at this point because I was miserable. And I decided that the last time a Ken took my idea, I said, fuck this. And I'm giving them what they hired me for and not what I'm trying to be promoted for. They didn't like the fact that I wasn't like reaching for the stars and trying to like go overboard anymore. And so they let my position go and I like cried happy tears. They thought I was like so sad. They thought like, oh, it's okay. You'll find something. And all I kept thinking was like, thank you so much for investing in my self-employed journey. I really appreciate this. I now have income for the next 3 months in case anything happens. Mm-hmm. And I like hate this term, but I fucking hustled and I grew a candle business, a graphic design business, from scratch, from the bottom up. And I ended up, getting my income replaced within like 3 to 6 months. Not even, I think it was like 3 months later, I got it replaced and then I burnt out. And yeah, and it was horrible, but I wasn't just like burning out from hustling as a self-employed person. I was burning out from the fact that I was like still healing from all of this, the corporate environment that you don't realize you're burning out in until it's like too late. And I like started hating everything that I was doing again, even though I was like loving everything that I was doing. It's like this very weird, messy moment that no one really talks about. And I absolutely felt alone. And I knew then, and this is still my first year into self-employment. So 2017, I knew then that I wanted to be alone than other people.
Oh no, you're cutting off again.
Burning out too. Totally fine. So it was just like us talking about, oh, you froze type of things, but everything was totally fine. So hopefully the same thing goes with this one.
Oh my God. I know. I remember that episode. Totally.
I was like, am I still frozen on your end?
No, I do remember that episode. So I'm so happy that it actually is happening with you because I'm like, okay, I don't feel bad because it's unedited. So we're good to go. It also is my luck. So whatever.
Hey, it happens. Happens to the best of us.
Exactly. Exactly. I absolutely love your story just because I can identify with it so much. And I think that we have had this conversation before that I also got laid off because I was miserable from a corporate job. And again, like you, I wasn't shooting for the stars because I hated it so much. Unlike you, that I wasn't going to quit. I just stayed there because of the steady income, but I did celebrate that night and I definitely party like a rock star because I was like, finally, my dreams come true. Mm-hmm. But I totally understand where you came from. And I am so proud of you that now you are like this amazing baddie because of that. But with all that amazing story, tell me, when was the time that you felt the messiest during this whole process?
When I became a mom while running my businesses, that was absolute garbage. It was a dumpster fire. I was crying at night because I felt like I was failing as a mom, not giving my newborn enough time and enough like energy. And then I felt like I was failing in my business because I didn't have enough time to go to that. And then that like that kind of feeling, that messy, nasty feeling continued for a year. And then some, but it continued for a whole year. And I remember we had just bought this house, 2020 hit. I was now running the podcast, my graphic design firm, candle business. The world was like completely shut down. Black Lives Matter was like at its peak again. And all of the stories was just so like, I mean, heartbreaking, you know? So emotionally like tied to what's happening to the world and what's always been happening to the world. And now it's like coming to play because TikTok is huge at this point. So social media is finally showing me like things that I, as a white girl, don't normally see, purely because of lack of education, but also because of algorithm. And so I was like so emotionally spent on everything, like watching I could cry, but like watching people go through these things, but then also feeling this way about myself and then my business. It was like this combination, this huge ass messy bubble of sadness for everything. And I remember telling my husband, like, I think I'm gonna quit. And he was like, what? And I was like, it's just so emotional. Like, I'm so emotionally tied to the people that I'm helping. And like, the change doesn't seem like it's happening. And it doesn't feel like I'm reaching my clients, like my clientele. I don't feel like I'm reaching the people that like deserve like affordable, you know, like everybody deserves affordability, but like I feel like I wasn't reaching the people that deserved it, you know, like that I wanted to work with, the people that I wanted to like actually help. And like the algorithm was just not showing me to people. I was miserable in like the sadness of everything. And I told him, I said I wanted to quit. And he was like, what? Why though? Like what? Like you, this is a dream that you have been wanting for years, even like before you quit your job and before you got miserable there. Like, look at how far you've come. Look at how many people you actually have helped. And I'm like, at this point I did have like over 10,000 followers on TikTok, and I did have, you know, listens, and the podcast was up, and I had clients, and I was still doing stuff, and I still was like, my income was like there. I wasn't worried about the income, and I was still fucking miserable. And like, I didn't know if I could continue like that. And then that's where like I said, okay, if I'm going to give it one more year, I'm going to sell everything. Like, I'm going to sell the other businesses because they're not doing the change that I would like to do. And Her Messy Bun was, it wasn't doing like the help that I wanted to give people like Her Messy Bun was. And so I gave it one more year, and I saw like the things that people were saying to me after working with me is what made me keep going. So like, even you, Pam, like just like the amount of change that I was giving people, and like the comments that I was getting in return going, and the messiest part, because like no one knows that story. This is the first time I've ever shared that with anybody.
Oh my God. First of all, thank you so much for sharing that, because I thought that I knew a lot of stuff about you, and I just learned all of this. So Thank you so much. Literally, while you were talking, my heart was breaking for you because of how hard your journey was. You know, like feeling defeated as a mom, feeling defeated as an entrepreneur. I mean, it's rough, man. and it really sucks that people are not talking about all these struggles. But you know, you made it. You made it, and we love you. And you know that you are making a huge change. I mean, I am one of those people that you have changed and you have helped so much, and you know how much I love you. But you froze again. That's awesome. Perfect.
Well, I'm going to take a sip of coffee since I'm frozen.
Go for it. Go for it. Okay. So now that you have shared the messy side of your story, let's start like transitioning a little bit. So first of all, as you know, I am not using social media.
Right.
Just because it gives me anxiety, even though now I'm on meds, so that should help.
Congratulations.
Thank you. They're doing wonderful things. But what has, I know that you share a lot in social media. I mean, you're a pro at all social media stuff, especially TikTok and Instagram. But what has been the shitty moment that you haven't shared on social media and you wish that you could have shared it?
You think that like since we worked together, I would have been prepared because I knew your questions already. but the shitty moment that I didn't, that I have not shared on social media. I don't know. I've like cried on social media. I've shared a lot.
Oh my
that,
God.
That like I've worked with people as equals. Oh.
Hold on. I think you're going to have to repeat that because again, you froze. Of course. Go for it. Go.
Okay. So I think that if I'm going to be completely real, it would be the fact that I've kind of touched base on this in like certain areas, like my podcast, certain areas and like stories and things like this, but the concept of like people stealing your ideas and the concept of people, like peers talking to you and like working with you and then going and like driving a bus over you is just insane. And I don't know if it's because of, no matter how many times like this has happened to me, I don't fully get I'm just like a very forgiving person, because I have the reason people boundaries is not just getting mine respected by people in my past, but it's also because I've gotten screwed over so many times. And I honestly feel like you have to like thick skin in order to like maybe not thick skin, but at least a process, like a mourning process.
Oh my God, we lost you again.
People taking your ideas after you just told them it. So I feel like there's like, that's like the part that I don't fully talk about is that I've had a lot of people like that, like you guys probably know, that have screwed me over or like made me feel like I was dirt. And like, yeah, I just, it's like, it's interesting to be, you can be, it doesn't matter that it's like not high school. It doesn't matter that it's not in person. It doesn't matter that it's, you know, like that you're already doing it. There's so many people out there that can and will screw you over and that will steal your ideas and that will make you feel like, because maybe they have a bigger following than you. And so people see, you know, their stuff more than they see yours, or maybe it's because you told it to them in private and then they whipped it out before you could like launch yours. Or there's so many times I've like helped my peers, and like given them the opportunity to like see behind the screen, like the, what is it? The blinds or whatever.
Yeah. And, behind the scenes. Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then they've like taken my concepts and tried to sell them as their own.
Motherfuckers.
So, yeah. That's probably the thing that I don't fully share or talk about as much on social media, that I would love to just fucking give the tea. You know what I mean? Like, but out of respect for people that respect us, I don't do that. Not out of respect for them, but for the people that like look up to them.
Okay. But I mean, this is not even part of our questions, but now that you mentioned that, do you think that isn't that helping the other people that are believing in them, like by you speaking up?
Yeah. So you would think that that is like the case, but it's because of the fact that like social media is so dirty when it comes to like, if somebody has a higher following than you, or if somebody, like the accountability that comes with social media doesn't always like fall where it's supposed to. And like the concept that people have with social media of like, oh, you must be a professional because you have followers, and like they have no experience. Like the social media is very fake. And I think I talk about that a lot. And like, that's where I do let people know, like, careful what you, like what you say, watch what you say to people. Don't tell people things until like, I teach the lessons that I've had to learn. So I do it in that concept, but I don't all like full out go and like, you know, have like a gossip session with people purely because like, well, my concepts or my ideas or things like that have been like implemented or, you know, not necessarily stolen, but taken and then like revamped mm-hmm. to make it look a little different or posted first or whatever that might be. The concept itself is still something that is beneficial for people. And truly, if it's my idea, you'll always have to keep up with me and stalk me in order to know what to do next. So while yes, it's important for their audience to know the truth behind the person, if it was like, for instance, so this actually happened to me and I did call somebody out. Like, I'm not afraid to call people out. Somebody took my template and gave it out or like reinvented it, quote unquote. And it was not changed at all. This was a huge drama moment that had happened that I made a very, very blunt TikTok about. And I made sure that I had a follow-up TikTok about it. And I called out the identity theft and I called out the intellectual property theft. And that was taken care of. Like, that one was 100% like from start to finish taken care of. We now have a better relationship, you know, now than we did during that moment. And we got it resolved behind the scenes. So like, legality wise, I will always fucking stand up for myself. Like, whenever it's like, whenever it crosses that point of like, no, wait a second. But if somebody takes an idea of mine and then like tries to make it their own, that's influence.
Yeah.
So like, there's like a moment, there's like a give and take. And my mom and dad always said, you know, like, pick your battles. And to me, I'm going to pick the battles of the ones that are actually doing harm to my business versus the ones that I'm like upset about because why did you do that before me when I clearly gave the information to them? You know what I mean? So yeah. I feel like it just is going to, I'm going to them. It's like the reminders of like, well, you're going to have to keep, you're going to either have to change the concept and the idea completely and wholeheartedly to fit what your brain is turning it into, or which is like how new ideas come to play, or you're going to have to post after I post, share after I share, stalk my page in order for me, in order to know what comes next after this. And right. So either one of those is like fine with me until it becomes like hardcore, you stole this from me and you now owe me money, or you are doing harm to my business. So to me, there's a big difference.
No, for sure. I mean,
probably the thing. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was saying, I mean, it's pretty shitty that, you know, like you have gone through plagiarism. I mean, you know, literally stealing your ideas. Not only that, but it's affecting your community. I mean, your people that love you and believe in you. And because somebody else steal your stuff, like sometimes like it makes other people doubt, like, was it you the one that started? Was it her? I mean, people that like me that I know, that know you, like know what's the deal, but like there are new, I'm sure that there are new followers that could be like, okay, so who do I believe? Like, who's the real creator, you know? So it's pretty shitty. Yeah. And it's another thing that you don't talk about. In, you know, like as an entrepreneur, like these are all the shitty things that happen behind the scenes and people are not talking about it. And it happens more often than it doesn't. And that's the sad part.
Yeah, which is why I make sure that I teach people like how to deal with copycats and how to take care of yourself and how to make sure that you don't, like I teach the lessons behind it versus complaining.
Oh no, again, we were doing so good.
Marketing. Oh, okay. I'm sure that they can still hear me.
I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So realistically, did you know that like plagiarism isn't plagiarism if you've changed 7 things about it?
I've heard it from you because you have said that, I think, on your Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah. So that's where like my mindset has to be in, because so I will count the differences, right? I will count the differences. And if there's not matching like what actual plagiarism is, or if it's matching what actual plagiarism is, oh, you bet your ass I'm going to chase it. I'm going to fight for it, you know? But did we freeze again?
No. Please God, no. Oh, okay. I just love this. Yeah.
So that's where like my concept comes into it. Like I will call you out if it's legally plagiarism, but if it's not, I will just keep teaching the lessons behind it. And that's where like the messy part comes into play of like what I do and don't share on social media. Cause there's so many people I could call out, like not even for myself, but like for other people based off of stories I've heard from other people. But like, what's the point of that? Like my goal is to teach you how to not burn out. And I feel like complaining is a low frequency energy that's going to force you into burnout. You know what I mean? So it just changing your, you know, not letting people walk all over you, but also understanding like where your boundaries are for it and like respecting yourself enough to stand up for yourself when you have to. And like that, it's like a balancing act, you know, before you crash and burn.
No, for sure. Definitely. And I know that you're really good at that stuff. I mean, we have even gone through like boundary stuff and really like I have learned so much from you just from those little tidbits of how you have set your boundaries and all this plagiarism and just everything that you do. So I love all of this. Like you are just like such a great inspiration of all the messy parts that come into building a business. And you just like show it to us, even though you haven't shown us full on, but you still give us a little bit of tidbits of all the messy part, hence the messy bun. Mm-hmm. So would you say that is one of the shitty decisions that you have made from your business, like not talking about it? Or is there anything else that you can think that you have made like a very shitty decision that has affected your business?
I think the shitty decisions that I've made that affected my business, like would probably be the things that I thought I needed to invest in and the things I thought I needed to do that I didn't need to do or need to invest in. So that would be like the shitty decisions, but like standing up for myself and like knowing what I will and won't fight for, and like what I can and cannot teach, or what not can and cannot, but will and won't teach, mm-hmm. aren't shitty decisions to me. Those are like empowering myself in the messy moments of like the realistic side of entrepreneurship and self-employment. So like the shitty decisions would be for me, the things that like, I believed I needed this in order to purchase it. I believed I needed to work 15 hours a day in order to be successful. I believed in all of these things that are like so negative and harmful to like your mindset and your body. Like when you were working 15 hours a day, that like does harm to your body.
Yes, hardcore.
The shitty decisions, the concept of what I will and won't say, if that makes sense.
No, definitely. I mean, again, we have also had this conversation, like that's another thing that people are not talking about. Like, you know, there's like so much stuff in social media that makes you think that you have to do specific things. You have to hustle. You have to hire 20 mm-hmm. coaches. Mm-hmm. You have to spend all this money in like tools and whatever. And the reality is that unless you find like the right people in your life, then you don't need to spend all that money. You don't need to do all that stuff, and you don't have to make shitty decisions. So,
yeah.
So, yeah. So now that we have talked about like tons of shitty stuff, messy stuff, let's go to the badass side of you. First okay. of all, before we got together for this, you took my badass quiz.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your result?
Oh my gosh. I can't remember because I feel like I took it forever ago. I don't have the results in front of me. I thought you would.
I actually, if I am correct, I think you are, I do what I want.
Yes.
Yes.
So I am I do what I want badass.
Yes. Which is very true. You know, the whole idea of I do what I want badass is that pretty much you're just doing what you believe in and mm-hmm. you just do it, which pretty much you have told us all this stuff while you were telling us your story. You know, you make your decisions, you do what you think is right, and you just fight for the people that are in your community and in your life. So mm-hmm. I felt like it was accurate. What do you think?
Oh my gosh. The questions with yours, like, oh, if anybody is listening that has not taken this quiz, like, honestly, when I remember when you like first came out with it, I was like obsessed with the questions that you asked and the route that it went. And then like the results for each of them, it was just so spot on. And like, can I share? Do you mind if I share?
No, okay. Please go ahead.
So, in my community, in the morning pages, or it was group coaching or something, you had everybody you asked if you could have everybody do it. And we did it live, like with you, and every single person got like a different answer. And every person was like, oh my gosh, like that is me. That is me to a T. So your questionnaire is like, just makes sense. Like, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Oh my God. Yeah. That makes me so happy. So after knowing that you're an I do what I want badass, did you figure out what is your superpower, or have you figured out what's your entrepreneurial superpower?
Oh yeah. Like I know that I know how to say no. Like I think my superpower is the fact that I know how to say no. And that no is a complete answer. And I also feel like boundaries and burnout recovery are my superpowers. So like, if something's going to burn me out, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to be, I'm a mom of two. So when I have to breastfeed my daughter, or when my son is crying and needs attention, or when he wants to play or show me something, like I'm not afraid of that. Like, I'm not afraid to be who I am outside of work. At work. And that's my superpower. And I want to teach other people that too.
I love it. So obviously we know how you found your superpower in regards of the burnout situation. How did you find your superpower on saying no? Because that's a tough one, and setting boundaries.
Mm-hmm. So I think that like, I honestly think that it came from like therapy, but also like just like dealing with some traumatic moments in my life. But then there's something that my brother said to me one time that I'm never going to forget, like that conversation as a whole, but I'll forget the details of it.
Yeah.
I had told a family friend that I just got diagnosed with ADHD. And she was like, no way. Nope. It's fake. And I was like, okay, well, tell my doctor that. And I remember my brother was like,
no, okay. We have to hear the best part. And of course you froze. Okay, I think we can hear you now. So what did your brother say?
He was like, why does her opinion matter? Now, mind you, we love her, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, because I love her. And he was like, so? Like, just very like, why does it matter? And I said, well, because like, I want to be believed. And he goes, but if people don't want to believe you, then why do you care? And it was like this kind of like, you know, back and forth of like, isn't it funnier when somebody like thinks that they're so much smarter than what you know about your own self? Like, isn't it funny when like people are just dumb and like it doesn't like it, don't let it affect you. And so I took that with like, no, with the word no and like the sentiment of no. And I remember needing to tell somebody no and being so scared, because every time I would tell this one specific the most toxic person in my life at the time, that I would tell no to them, they would try so hard to break the boundary. And every single fucking time I let them break that boundary, I would be anxious and sweaty and sad and upset and like all of the feelings, overwhelmed and like absolute. I said yes to something I didn't want to do. And I always had this feeling of regret when I would say yes to things, but I never have the feeling of regret when I say no to things. And so that's why I say no.
That's amazing. And that's why a lot of people say that it has to be a fuck yes or a fuck no. If not, mm-hmm. you know, just don't do it or really do it. And yeah. I feel like you apply that a lot mm-hmm. and very often.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we have a couple more questions. So I don't take more of your time because I know that you're a super busy mom. Tell me, what is to be a badass for you? And do you consider yourself one?
Oh yeah, I'm a badass for sure. Like and it's not even to be cocky. Like, I think that like, I think to live your life online and like to, I think just like anything, I think to just be alive is a badass thing to do. And like to continue learning who you are and being who you want to be is a step up from badass. I think everybody's a badass. They just have to like decide that they are, you know, like they have to believe it. And I think that like I easily embrace it because I just don't care anymore, because I have to care about more important things than what other people think of me.
Amen to that. Zero mm-hmm. fucks given for sure.
Yeah.
It's 100%. A qualification to be a badass.
Yeah. I mean, it is. You like everybody is one at the end of the day until you're not. Like, I think we're all born badasses. It's just the matter of, did you change? are you not anymore? You know what I mean? Like, babies are fucking badass. They literally get you to feed them, wipe their ass, take care of them. They can burp and spit up all over you. They can throw up on you. They can boogers everywhere. And you still fucking love them. That is so bad.
It's true. Especially they have they have mom badasses like you. So you're good to go.
What'd you say?
Oh, I said that you already have badass babies, especially because they have a badass mom like you. So obviously.
Thank you.
But I actually love that. I have never heard that, that babies are badasses, but that is actually pretty accurate. They pretty much, you become their bitch. Okay, so we're almost to the end. So the last question that I have is that, you know, I talk about having a messy bestie because I feel like the entrepreneur journey can be very lonely, and mm-hmm. having a messy bestie is really important. You know, like that person that is with you, like your business ride or die, like the friend that you know that you can call and cry when, you know, something went wrong, when you didn't sell all the things that you wanted, that, you know, messages you to make sure that you have eaten while you're like doing this amazing project, like all that fun stuff. So do you have a messy bestie?
Absolutely. And we have been friends for almost 20 years.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not only your messy bestie for business, but also your bestie bestie.
Yeah, we're both entrepreneurs. She's been an entrepreneur since she graduated. And I absolutely love her. And we met in gym class freshman year of high school. Mm-hmm. And we took classes together. Like, we made sure that we were in like art classes together, interior design classes together, like all of the above. We have gone through we have the ability to know how to communicate with each other, know how to be there for each other, know how to like warn each other if something is like affecting us and like it might affect how the other one's perceiving something. Like, she is my ride or die, and I absolutely fucking love her.
Oh my God, I absolutely love that. Do you think that every entrepreneur needs to have a messy business bestie?
I think that every entrepreneur needs to be aware that they can have a messy bestie, but I don't think that it is necessary, because I would much rather have like the knowledge of knowing I can have one than have a fake one.
Ooh, that one's deep for mm-hmm. sure. Okay.
So, and I feel like there's a lot of fake ones out there, because sometimes you got to be very careful when you're an entrepreneur, because sometimes people become your messy bestie, as you have termed it, because they want to be you and not because they want to be with you on the journey. So yeah. just be careful.
Oh my God, that is such amazing advice. I actually was going to ask you if you have words of advice for entrepreneurs that are struggling, and I feel like that was so fitting, but do you have anything else? And that will be our last question.
Find a community as fast as you can. Like, there are free communities, there are paid communities, there are all of the above. Find a community that represents the values that you are looking for in life, in and out of business. So in your personal life, in your business life, in your, you know, romantic life, whatever it might be, and create a safe space there that is actually safe for you. The one thing that I've learned from running my own community is that you guys have all told me on separate occasions that this is, and I quote, this is the first time I feel seen. And to me, that screams red flags for a lot of communities and a lot of coaches and a lot of other like people out there. And you need to make sure that you find, when you are looking for this community, it doesn't have to be mine, but like, make sure that it's somebody that like it's with people that are willing to pause the conversation in the middle of a group and be like, hey, we don't talk like that. Or, hey, we don't put people down. Or, hey, we actually do it like this. And like, have the boundaries and aren't afraid to shut down somebody for crossing those boundaries, in order to protect somebody else. Like, you, as a community facilitator, I am not afraid to stop somebody mid-sentence in order to protect the masses. And that is what you need to make sure that you are walking into, because of some of the stories you guys have all shared with me, I am like in awe that this is just not common sense for like the community facilitator. So protect yourself when you are looking at communities, and make sure that your facilitator is willing to put their business or themselves on the line for you and for your safety.
That is amazing advice. As we have talked again, like I have been in communities like that and it's not fun. It actually destroys you.
Yeah.
So definitely be careful. Well, Danielle, that's all I have.
I feel like I got really serious right there. I will fucking murder. No, I'm just kidding. Don't add that. Don't add that. Take that out.
No, you have to, you know that it has to be there because that's just part of the Pam vibe. But we won't kill anybody this time.
No, we won't kill anybody. What is that one show where he's like, or that movie where he's like, I will find you.
Is it Scary Movie?
No, it's like his daughter gets like kidnapped in Europe and like the kidnappers call. Taken. Yeah. I am, if your facilitator is not willing to be the dad in Taken, I'm just saying, think twice.
Just don't join, please. Mm-hmm. We don't need that. Well, Danielle, I hope you had fun. Thank you so much for joining and for opening so much and telling us stories that you have not shared before. Like, this means the world to me. So thank you so much. And Mesas Embarazes, don't forget to follow this wonderful woman. I will add all her socials and all her amazing information in the show notes. And have an amazing day. Thank you, Danielle. Have a good
one. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Mesas Embarazes, for listening to today's episode. Check the show notes for any updates and don't forget to subscribe to the show and share it. Have an amazing day and don't forget to see failures as opportunities to start over and better. Bye!